don't want to make a change, not because you don't want to make a change, but because you are afraid of what you don't know will actually happen. You know, doing the same thing over and over again, you have an idea of what's going to happen, you know? Even if it's something that you absolutely don't desire, you know what's going to happen.
Universe 7. And we just up to 15.
Yo, what's going on, Bromo Sapiens? Your boy Jerry, the TR Expert Washington here, General Fitness Company Studio. Today is Monday, April 29th, 2024. Hey, it's the last day of palindrome week. I hope you had a good one. I hope you enjoyed your palindromes this week. Yeah, it was a good week of palindromes. And today we're going to go full circle in a way. We're going to be going back into mindset. We've been talking we've been talking about the physicals, talking about working out, talking about exercise. And all those exercise tips for you. Today, we're going to bring it back to mindset. Now, we're going to be talking about mindset because, we are actually undergoing a little project here. We got an outdoor fitness series. We got a yoga fusion class that we're working on. It's the first time I've ever done anything like this before. Gave me a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of apprehensiveness, I should say. Not anxiety. Anxiety might be a strong word, but it gave me a little apprehensiveness. And me and my team, we sat down, we talked, and we really got some good stuff together in terms of marketing and just getting all the logistics out. So that was really cool, but I know this is something that affects a lot of people where you like want to do something, but you feel like something is just holding you back. You almost feel like you're stuck in the mud, whether it's like with your fitness or if you're in your job and you just feel like you're not moving forward, or maybe you want to get out of your job and you feel like you can't do it. This is the episode that where we're going to be talking about how to make that next move and not let anxiety hold you back, because anxiety is the thing that is holding a lot of us back, but that anxiety is not necessarily caused by an outside force. So let's get into it. Today's episode is brought to you by Yoga Fusion, General Fitness Company. Yoga, no, I'm joking. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that quite a bit in these next couple episodes. So I hope that you can join us here in Bala Cynwyd. You can sign up for a Yoga Fusion if you're in the Bala Cynwyd area at generalfitnesscompany.com. All right, that's official. We got the self-promotion out. So this is season 11, episode 56. And we're going to call this one The Other Side of Comfort. All right, so today we're going to be talking a little mindset. I wanted to talk mindset because we're actually starting a program next month in June. It's an outdoor fitness series. So we're actually starting something. General Fitness Company is our first official outdoor program that we're running with marketing, and we have instructors. It's a really, really big deal. It's something that I've never really done before. I've done some one-off classes, but I never had a series that I've been marketed for my company. So I'm really excited about that, but I'm also a little nervous. And I want to talk about that today because I can imagine that I'm not the only one that's dealt with anxiety related to progress. All right, so let's think about this. So a lot of times when we are considering making progress in our lives, the first thing that comes to mind is some sort of fear. Something that is essentially, we are afraid of what someone else is going to say. We're going to be afraid of maybe some kind of event or something like that. A lot of times we make up this story about what's going to happen that we do not desire. And the reason for that being is not necessarily because you consciously don't want to succeed. We all want to move forward in life, obviously, right? But the thing is that, well, we all also require safety in our lives. And sometimes for our mind, that safety can seem a little illogical, right? So what I mean by that is that if you are happy, quote unquote, and comfortable, most of the time, you are not going to make a change, okay? So the thing is that our minds are really weird. Our minds do not want change, right? Even if that change is a better thing for you, you're still going to want the same thing in your life. I can name tons of examples for myself as a personal trainer, talking to clients and trying to get them to do something that is better for them. I mean, you can probably imagine that too. There's been times you've probably been sitting on the couch watching TV saying, ah, I should work out today. And it might be 7 o'clock at night and you might have some time to do something, you know, maybe 10 push-ups or even 5 push-ups. But the thing is that you may think it, but it does not happen. Why? Because that's not comfortable. And doing that does not relate to your normal pattern of behavior. So otherwise, that means that you are doing something that your mind sees as unsafe. I've told many clients this before, and there's some people I tell them, you know, I say, hey, Rick, you know, if you stop eating food right before you go to bed, I guarantee you, you will not gain any more weight. And you might even lose weight, right? And they look at me, they nod their head, and they say, you know what, that makes sense. You know, we all know that eating calories right before you go to bed, you have a very small chance of you burning off those calories before you sleep. All right, before it actually gets stored as fat. So even knowing that logical, you know, that logical statement that if I eat a little bit earlier before I go to bed, I will likely wake up a little bit less tired and lethargic because I had food right before I went to bed, and I'll probably even sleep better. But the thing is that with Rick is going to want that safety in his life. Rick is going to want to do that same thing over and over again. Why? Because fear. So I talked about this on Friday's episode. I talked about comfort and fear, of course. Fear is essentially you don't want to make a change, not because you don't want to make a change, but because you are afraid of what you don't know will actually happen. You know, doing the same thing over and over again, you have an idea of what's going to happen, you know? Even if it's something that you absolutely don't desire, you know what's going to happen. So, for me, in this situation, we've been doing the same thing with the training. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely love what I'm doing as a personal trainer. I love running this company. But I know that if we want to grow as a business, just like anything else, if you want to grow as a human being, grow as a person, grow as an employee, grow as a spouse, you're going to want to have to do something outside of what you're doing now. You can't do the same thing and expect the same results. So sometimes you got to step away from that comfort and, you know, take fear head on or face fear head on and walk right through comfort onto the other side, where you'll find out what these new actions will entail for your future self. So, I mean, I think that is really what is affecting a lot of people. I mean, not think, I know that's essentially the human condition, is that we want to have safety in our lives, and anything outside of the normal actions or the normal patterns of behavior that we normally execute is going to be deemed as unsafe for our mind. So what we have, the only thing we really can do is step through that fear, step through that comfort and say, this is what I'm doing now. All right. So this is what I'm doing now. I'm finishing off this episode. I do appreciate you listening. I hope that it brought you value. And if it did, I would love for you to share this with other people, because, you know, we all need a little bit of motivation, even including myself. I was talking to a friend just the other day about, you know, this very subject about us growing as human beings. And I was telling him about the business and how we're looking to do something else. And he said, you know, the funny thing is, yeah, you know, when you're hustling, the first thing you want in your life is safety. And then once you get to that point of safety, the thing that you want the most is something different. Because that safety, it gets boring after a while. And that's just how human nature is. It's like after a while, you're doing the same thing, you get kind of bored. So you want to venture out and you want to do more things and you want to expand your horizons. So this is my version of it. Whatever your version is, like I said, I hope that fear is not the thing that is holding you back. So I wish you well. I do hope that you share this with other people. I would hope for you also to subscribe and write a rating or review, because all those would help me immensely. All right, take care of yourself. Thanks again for listening. And as always, keep good company.